sweetest friends. This year should be a special chus for Amirim and Rasi Sheikhu. So Moshe Ben Peshtin, Rai Sarah Moshe Mordechai, Rabbi Abram Ben Arsena Miriam, Rachasal Choma Seyadem, Hemachal Novan Lem, Nachageta Maras Rachel Esther, Rachavatsacha Choma Seyadeha. The Rambam in the 9th parak of Chus Bias Mikdash in the 10th halacha writes that a tome and a baal mum and somebody who hasn't washed his hands, kohen who hasn't washed his hands and his feet that served in the mikdash are only chayiv misa for avodos that is zaris chayiv, that a non kohen is chayiv, meaning avoda tama, the concluding avoda. You have a set of avodos, zaris only chayiv in the concluding one. Baal shar avodos and other avodos baas hara. Mishnah Melech notes that the Rambam doesn't explain what the din of shtuya yayin is. The shtuya yayin need avoda tama for a chiyuv misa, like a tomei and a baal mum and a lo rochatz yadayim v'raglayim. Be'emes, we see in Rashi in Zvochin daf yud gimel b'dibur maschil kiblu psulin, he writes v'zarim v'sha'ar chayve misas kagon shtuya yayin enoch and etc. enoch chayve misa d'boy avoda tama. So we see mefurish in Rashi that shtuya yayin to be chayiv misa needs avoda tama. Wherever toast the beginning of Perek Beis d'ibur maschil asya learns in the Havamina that Purei Rosh are Chayiv Misa even on Kabbalah, which is not Avodah Tama. And we know that the din of Purei Rosh of those who grow their hair long is the same as the din of Shtuyei Yayin. So it would seem that it would seem that Tosis holds that if a person is shtuye yayin, if he's dry, if he's intoxicated, then he is chayiv even if it's not an avodah tama. Whereas Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds it's dafka avodah tama. The Mishnah Lamelech points out that the mashmos of the sugya and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph is that mechusar begadim have the same din as shtuye yayin, and mechusar begadim are only chayovim misa and avodah tamas, and therefore the same would apply to shtuye yayin. And the Rashash notes this idea, and therefore he asks on Tosfos, how can Tosfos say that shtuye yayin, meaning purei rosh, and also shtuye yayin are chayiv even if it's not avodah tama, where the mashmos of the Gemara in Yud Ches is that shtuye yayin have the same din as mechusar begadim, and that means they're only chayiv for avodah tama. So that's the kasha of the Rashash, that shtuye yayin is only chayiv and avodah tama, like the Mishnah Lamelech already said. It's the kasha on Tosfos. Now in the sugya there it says that mechusar begadim is mechal lavod, because it says v'hoysa lahem kuhuna, etc. Bizman she bigdeyam aleim kuhunasim aleim. When they're wearing the bigdey kuhuna, then they're considered kohanim. If they're not wearing the bigdey kuhuna, they're not kohanim. They're mechal li avoda. Frak the gemara v'hamei hasam nafki. Adesanya minayin l'shtuye yain shim avad chilel. Tamad lo ma yain v'shechar al ta al teisht, etc. Ul havde ben kodesh ben achol. Mechusar begadim v'shlarochot yodayim v'raglayim minayim. Tamad loim rechukah l'gzeira shava. So the Gemara's kasha is, how can you learn it from v'hoyselam kuhuna, darshaning from the pasuk only when they're wearing their clothing, they're considered kohanim. When they're not wearing clothing, they're not considered kohanim, and therefore they're mechal v'avoda. I have another source for you, and that is that it says in the pasuk that shtuye yayin are mechal al avoda, yayin v'shechar al teisht. And then it says vayter lehavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol, which means that the kohen who did avoda when he was a shtuye yayin, when he was intoxicated, is pasul. And the brisa continues and says mechusar begadim and lo rochatz yadayim. How do we know that they're mechal al avoda? We have chukah chukah l'gzeira shava. So you learn gzeira shava from shtuye yayin, that mechusar begadim is mechal lavoda. So why do you need the v'haysa lahem kuhuna, the first drasha? that tells you bizman she begdeim aleim kunasim aleim. And for the Gemara, imei hasim havamina hanei mi avoda the zar chayev aleim misa. If it just would have been from the case of shtuye yayin, you would have said that it's only from those avodas. That is zar is chayev misa. Because an avod, that's what the pasuk is talking about when it comes to shtuye yayin. Because it says, Yain v'shechar al teish b'vor nechem lo moit v'lo tamusu. And we learn all the psule avodah from a zar. And the zar is a chiyuv misa, only an avodah tamo. And zirika haktor v'nisu chamayim v'ayayin. So the assumption is that when it comes to shtuye yayin, they're only passing avodah, an avodah that is zar is chayiv misa, and they're also going to pass avodah. And of course, be chayiv misa. But avoda that is zar isn't chayiv, I might say that a mechusar begadim doesn't passel the avoda. So kamashman vayisalan kahuna to tell you that with that big day kahuna there's zarim, and they passel any avoda, even avoda for which there's no chiyuv misa. Now Rashi there says lehedya that in that parasha it says bevorachem alo moed velo samusu. So Rashi learns there in the sugya that that's what we're talking about. We're talking about when we talk about which avodas the shtuye yayin pasul and disqualify are those for which they're chayiv misa, and for which avodas they chayiv misa, avodah tama. Only in avodah tama is there a chiyuv misa. And you would think if you're going to learn mechusar begadim from shtuye yayin, it's also only talking about avodah tama. Ulefizet mavur lehedji begemara shegam b'shtuye yayin we require avodah tama for a chiyuv misa kedivrei Rashi. So if you're learning pshat like Rashi in the sugi and zvochem adaf yotches, kumtois that it's explicit that shtuye yayin requires avodah tama for a chiyuv misa. Because that's what the parish is talking about. The parish is talking of pasels of shtuye yayin, and it's talking about a chiyuv misa, because it says, and don't die. And Rashi says, don't die when you do an avodah tama. However, we can learn the Gemara in an anderen oifen, as they say in Borough Park. We can learn the Gemara differently, that even the chiyuv misa of shtuye yayin, you don't need avodah tama. And that would stem with Tosfos. However, that it says in the Pasuk Vayter, Ulehavdil bein HaKodesh uvein HaChol, that we learn from this, the additional din of Chilul Avodah, in addition to the Chiyuv Misa, there's also a Chilul Avodah when a Shtuye Yayin serves. So we can say that from one Pasuk alone, we only learn the Avodos Shehazar Chayev Aleihem Misa. And therefore we need another Pasuk, Lerabos Shear Avodos. And that isn't mefurish lehedji b'gemara, that even for chiyuv misa of shtuye yayin you require avodah tama. No, it could be that for chiyuv misa of shtuye yayin you don't need avodah tama. It's not mefurish in the Gemara that for the chiyuv misa of shtuye yayin you require avodah tama. That's Rashi's words. So it would come out then that the pasuk that's talking about chilul avodah is talking about those avodos that is zar is chayav aleihem misa. The chilul avodah of a shtuye yayin is going to be those avodos for which zar is chayav aleihem misa, but his chiyuv misa is for all. But the chiyuv misa is for all the avodos. Maybe that's pshat. Again, this is not like Rashi. Rashi holds the chiyuv misa is only on those avodos for which zar is chayav aleihem misa. But you can learn Gemara differently. You can learn that the chiyuv misa is for all the avodos, and the chilul avoda is only for those avodas which is zar is chayav aleihem misa. But that was a tzarichiyun. Why should we say this? Why should we say such a vort? that for chiyuv misa hanemar beparsha, you don't need a pasuk l'rabos shara avodas. For the chiyuv misa that it says in the parsha, so all avodas are included. You don't need any special limud for that. And lenin chilul avoda, for that you need a special pasuk to tell you that it's chol, and that's only avodas shazar chayv aleim misa. Why would you learn pshat in the Gemara like that? So that's a tzarech iyun. And Amir Tzashem, in the next shir, our avoda is to answer that, to learn the Gemara in such a way that it would also Tosis would also come out okay, and to resolve this issue, or at least have light on this issue about the din of shtuye yayin, if he requires avoda tama, the concluding avoda for a chiyuv misa, if he has to do the avoda for chizaras chayv aleihem misa, zrika haktar nisuch hamayim vayayin. So, Amir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to see the Mahalach of Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol, Rabbi Beryl Povarsky Shlita. Very, very exciting. Whenever I learn Rabbi Beryl's Torah, it's just so exciting. So, please stay tuned. And Amir Tzashem, we will see Neflos Gedolos B'li Neder Mitoras Hashem. Hashem should just give us the life and the Simchas Chaim and the Yishuv Hadas and the financial means and everything we need in order to continue Lilmod Ulelamed Lishma Velas, as well Kaim is called every Samut Rasa Vihava. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully you'll think about this Kasha, and maybe you'll have your own Mahalach. That'd be awesome. You could send it to me. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.